Rapid recovery, DeSantis announces road destroyed by tropical storm repaired in 7.5 hours. By Hannah Blow on November 11, 2022. A road in St. Johns County that was destroyed by tropical storm Nicole has been repaired in just 7.5 hours and is now accessible. Governor Ron DeSantis, R., announced on Friday. The storm made its way through the Sunshine State on Wednesday and Thursday, compounding the issues previously caused by Hurricane Ian over a month ago. Photos surfaced on social media this week, showing mass flooding and sections of coastal roadways completely destroyed, seemingly fallen into the sea. A section of Volano Beach in St. Johns County was particularly battered. However, on Friday, DeSantis announced that the road had been repaired and is open to traffic. SRA 1A in St. Johns County had substantial damage from Hurricane Nicole. Under my direction, at my FDOT completed emergency road repairs in Volano Beach in 7.5 hours. With 80 trucks and 1,400 cubic yards of material, the roadway is now reopened to traffic, DeSantis announced, providing pictures of the repaired roadway. The rapid pace should come to no surprise, given the massive recovery efforts and results seen when Hurricane Ian made landfall on the west coast of the state. Access to Pine Island, for example, was restored in just 3 days with the construction of a temporary road. About 2 weeks later, DeSantis announced the damaged Sanibel Causeway was repaired and open to residents as well.